And we're back. Again, I'm Lori Adkins, and I am not brave enough to do a 30-minute impromptu Q&A session with you. And I'm sure that you would rather have your questions answered elsewhere. So we're going to queue up your questions from this week, and we'll give them all to Dr. Jennings next week. But instead, we are going to, I'm going to try to walk you through the comeandreason.com website and give you a little tutorial, teach you about what resources are available, how to find them, make sure everybody knows what's there. So again, if you're in class here with me, if you have a smart device and you want to go to comeandreason.com, you can follow along with me. The people who are watching the video are able to see my iPad screen so they can see the website. I'm on the homepage, and you can see right now whatever we're streaming is going to show up here on the homepage. So a minute ago or 5 minutes ago, our class was streaming. You would have seen that there. And right now you can see the Q&A number 9 is available there. If you clicked on the play button, you'd be able to watch it live. As well as some other things, just announcements and stuff on the front page is basically whatever's recent, whatever's happening with the ministry at the time. But I want to direct you to the menu bar across the top where it says topics, news, blogs, the remedy, things like that. Because that's really the navigation menu, and that's how you're going to dig in and find some of the stuff that the resources that are available. So if you click on the topics button, you're going to get a drop-down menu, and it's going to show you basically big aggregated subjects, things that we get questions about the most often that we've kind of put together. The first one is new to Come and Reason, read this first. And it's totally recommended that if you've never been to the Come and Reason website, you're not familiar with our ministry or our class, you go there first because it has a lot of explanations. It has links to explanatory resources and things like that. It also is talking about life's tough questions, Bible answers that make sense, brain and body health. Again, it's just an aggregated topic area where we've pulled together seminars, videos, printed materials, blogs that all have some similar subject matter. The news menu at the top is just going to give you, it's going to give you anything that's going on currently right now. So if we release something on Facebook, a press release, stuff like that is going to be in the news tab. The blogs is just what it says. You know that we release a blog every week. So if you click the blogs button, it's going to take you in descending chronological order and show you all the blogs that have been released. The remedy, the entire remedy paraphrase is available in web form here on the website. If you click the remedy button, you're going to see it broken down into books and then chapters that will let you read right on the screen. Bible study class. If you click on that button, you're going to get another drop down. And again, this is where all the resources related to our weekly class are. Again, we broadcast, we stream the class live, the one that meets from 10 till 11. We also record it and then put it up later so you can view it at any time. We put up the MP3 version, which is just the audio. We also release it as a podcast. So if you're following or subscribed to podcasts, you can get it that way. And we put up the notes. The notes are in PDF form, printed, as you know, with Tim, same with us substitute teachers. We almost never, ever, ever get through all of the material that we have in the notes during the 1 hour of class. And so definitely go download the printed version. You can have it. You can keep them historically. Tons of really good material. Also, any place where we've cited something or we have used a website reference or something like that, then all of that source material will be in the notes. And again, so we keep a couple of years right there on the Bible study class menu. The other place that you go is the archives. So anything past 2 years ago, which right now, 2019 and back, are in the archives section. Another great thing, James, who's not here today, but one of our class members has compiled and aggregated all of the notes for years. I think one is 5 years and one is 4 years now. Again, into a PDF document. It's a big document, but you can download it. If you use your Adobe or your PDF reader, you can search. So you can find 5 years worth of notes, speaking notes, on certain topics or keywords. Trust me, this is valuable. When you're developing a one-hour class, it's really valuable. Plus, it's just handy to be able to research and get all that information together. So those are in the archives. Back to 2006 is, I think, the earliest. We may have, I think, audio even before that. Again, we weren't always doing video and streaming. But I think even back to when we were just recording the audio in MP3, as far back as we've got, are on here. Then, if you look at the languages tab, a lot of our materials, blogs, printed materials, books, have been translated into multiple languages. And so on the languages menu tab, you can see all of the resources that are available in those specific languages. Resources, again, that's going to give you a drop-down menu. Oh, sorry. And it's got some of our most popular resources available. It's got the Heavenly Sanctuary and Investigated Judgment. That's the brochure magazine that we hand out. It's got seminars, Healing the Mind, The Power of Love, God in Your Church, God in Your Brain. The Sanctuary and Feast Day seminars is what I used for some of my material today in class. Modern Medicine, some Let's Talk. Those are little afternoon seminars we used to have. Anyway, all that information is available with just one click from the resources menu. And then you have the store link, and what I talked about, our free giveaway, our free monthly giveaway. This is how you would access that. May's free sharing resource is shown right here. It's the Fundamental Focus, and it's showing it as free, as well as the biblical meditation books are free. So all you have to do is click those and add them to your cart. And check out. So you still have to participate as if you were conducting e-commerce, but there's no charge. That lets us get your name and address and things like that so we can send them to you. Okay. That cart opened another window. The About menu, again, this is similar to, if you've never known about Come and Reason, start here. It's going to give you some information about our ministry, mission statements and things like that. It gives you contact information. So if you want to send us an email or contact us about something, it'll let you do that. All that sort of thing. And it'll also let you sign up for our newsletter. We send out a newsletter via email. And if you want to participate in that, you can give us your email and sign that up. Sign up for that. Okay, so the other big positive thing is this little magnifying glass right to the right of the About button, or below to the right of the About button. And that's the search feature. So again, if you want to gather up everything we have about, I'm going to type in sanctuary and click search. It's going to go back and comb through all of the resources, all the material on the website, and come back with everything that matches, has a keyword of sanctuary. So it might not be specifically about the sanctuary as a subject matter, but it might relate to the sanctuary in some way. So that's a really quick way to go search through everything. You don't have to know how we organize it or where it's located. Just run the search, and it's going to pull back everything related to a keyword. There's a give button, which will take you to a place where you can use PayPal or a credit card if you want to donate to the ministry. And then the members section, this is our newest section. And this is where, if you're not a member, you should be. And this is where you can sign up. If you click the members button, you get a drop down and it lets you apply for membership. It gives you some policies and terms of service. This is also where you would log in. And you can see the link to the live Q&A website or webcast, because again, this Q&A that happens after class is only available for members. So you have to be logged in to be able to see the link to the Q&A website. Okay. Any questions? We need to give Dean big applauses, both for the members being able to see it today. And I mean, the website structure, framework, it's updated. He does pretty much all this work, and it's really a nice website. The organization, it is rich with content, for sure. I use it almost for sure every week, especially when I'm teaching. So definitely become familiar with it. Let us know if you have questions, suggestions, those kind of things. And like I said, hold your questions. You can submit your questions. We'll make sure Tim has a long list next week.
Are his books only in English?
No. So some of his books, particularly Could It Be This Simple, have been translated in multiple languages. I think the God-Shaped Brain has too. I'm not sure if it says which ones. Let's look. Yes, Wendell.
For those of us who have faulty memories, how can we tell if we're a member?
Well, do you remember applying to be a member?
I have no clue.
If you go to log in, let's see if it gives you an option to...
Does it give you a list of members?
Okay, so yes, when you become a member, you are given the option to make your geographic location and your contact information shared within the Come and Reason member community. You don't have to, but you can if you want to. And other people who have said, yes, let people see me, you'll be able to graph with little pins on a map geographically the number of Come and Reason members in your geographic area. And if they've shared their contact information with you, then you could actually get together and join up. So the option is there. Again, it's protected, it's private, only to members, and it's only if you want to share that information. But if you do, then you'll be able to join up with people in your area who are familiar with Come and Reason.
That's where?
When you sign up to be a member, it's going to ask you those questions, and it asks whether you want to share your contact information with other Come and Reason members. So it's just an opt-in. By default, it's not there. So there is a place.
Change that after you have become a member?
Yes. So if you're in your, if once you're logged in, you can go into your account and change those attributes. So Wendell,
there's a way to click to
on the login page.
I'm logged in, but I can't see where I have my what I have agreed to.
Okay. So then under members, while you're currently logged in, so here, edit, view your profile. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
So the people that are watching can see I'm in my profile. It has my address, and then it has member directory, and it says, do you want your name, city, state, country, and email is what gets listed in our members directory, and it's viewable only by logged in members. And so I've said yes, and so that's how close it gets. You can see that it's got a pin in Ooltewah Collegedale area. Yeah, so that's what enables you to make connections with other.
So maybe we're so concentrated that it just...
Members directory. Maybe this is where we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see under members in the drop-down, there's a called members directory. So on our profile, we're not going to see anybody around us. We're only going to see us. But when we go to the members directory, so we got 433 members right now. In this that have shared their information or total?
I think it's total.
Okay.
So you can see.
Yeah, so you can see mapped out around the globe where all of our members are, which is, wow.
That's just the United
States. Yeah, so for sure United States, Mexico, and Canada is a bunch. But what's really impressive is two fingers to move the map.
But Collegedale.
Yeah, all. Collegedale is heavily.
This is as far as you can zoom in. So nobody can see
your street. Your street. But yeah. What's impressive is the globe.
Right. Take them over to Africa.
Oops.
Two streets.
You do it. Yeah, tons in Africa, Saudi Arabia, India,
Australia.
Tons of followers in Australia, New Zealand. Hi, Simon.
England.
Yep, England, Norway.
We're kind of missing.
Russia's kind of a dead zone. Not surprised, but really impressive reach.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So that's the map.
Yes,
and if you touch on the map or on a pin,
mm-hmm. It's going to highlight. I got you.
You get somebody.
Yep.
The basic info that they.
Yeah, that they shared.
Share.
Well, let's find it.
Cool.
And those who have little avatars.
Yep. Yep.
But this is the listing.
And there's the listing.
Right.
Of people who have shared their info.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and if you hit more. It's going to bring up just their info.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my dot? Is it dot on my home address?
Or if you put your full address, yeah, it's going to place a pin right on your house. But you can't zoom in to see your house.
That's right.
You can only go so far. You can't even see the name of your street.
Yeah.
Well, I limit the amount of zoom that you can get in.
Oh, gotcha.
So this is this person. He's in Kenya.
Yeah.
And
there's his email.
There's his location in Kenya.
Wow.
So, and if you want to contact him, there's his email.
Yeah.
You can't click on it to do it. So you got to
copy that.
Yeah. Paste into
okay.
Email.
So is it a picture of people on it?
If they uploaded a picture when they signed up, you'll have a picture.
That's your choice.
And again, this is one.
Want to, you can go back, edit your profile.
And add a pic. Yeah. This is one of the most common questions or requests that we had at the Power of Love seminar last January, was particularly for people who are in, we'll just say, penal legal deserts and really feel like they're on their own, maybe have been ostracized from their churches and things like that for teaching or believing design law principles. They just feel like they're out there by themselves and they're really connected and attached to this streaming, this broadcast, because this is how the only people they feel like they connect with who have similar points of view. And so we wanted to help them. We did it at Power of Love. We had a sign up sheet that went all the way around the seminar for people who were willing to share their contact info and where they lived so that they were able to get together and fellowship with people, like-minded people. And so we wanted to do that with our member directory as well. What else? Any other website questions? Thanks for coming out on a holiday weekend. Appreciate it.